This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show. It's Skype username LRN.FM with you in the studio tonight for this day after Christmas edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
That's right. We're live throughout the holidays. We were live Christmas Eve. Christmas Day will be live New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and every day between now and then and beyond. So welcome back or welcome to the show if you're brand new to Free Talk Live. It really is open phones every night here. And, of course, we always bring stuff to the table to talk about, and on the way here tonight is a pretty outrageous story about the most recent NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. This is the thing that basically, as I understand it, continues to reauthorize the existence of the U.S., you know, standing army.
Yes.
And continue
and
to fund it.
They pass one pretty much every year about this time.
Correct.
And they also generally wind up passing additional military spending somewhere in the middle of the year.
And it's always loaded up with stuff that really doesn't have to do with military spending.
Correct.
Just stuff that they want to get passed because, well, it's for the military, so therefore who could vote against the military? So we'll get into what disturbing provisions have been found in this most recent NDAA coming up here in moments. But last night we actually started a story, and you asked me if we could continue this one, Daryl. It's about Starbucks.
Yes.
You never really got to the meat of this opinion piece here over at the Washington Post as to why Starbucks cups stir up controversy.
And I actually went to Starbucks earlier today. And
just to get the cup? Just to see what it was like?
Well, not just to get the cup.
Okay.
Wanted to get the caramel apple thing that it's kind of like apple cider, but they don't call it apple cider. But I'm looking at this cup, and there's ornaments on it, and it kind of looks Christmassy to me. I don't understand why people are mad about it.
Well,
because if a cup does not explicitly state in English all of my beliefs, then there's something wrong with that cup.
But
so, like,
no
all cups
cup.
Are insufficient. But, well, yeah, because all cups are insufficient because every cup, there's no cup that says, like, the nap, my interpretation of it, and all of my other morals.
The nap is
so, like, therefore, principle. I can't drink out of any cup.
But nobody gets pissed off at Dunkin' Donuts because they don't put Jesus on their cup.
Well, that's what the story here from the Washington Post's Maura Judkis is about, is why is, instead of Dunkin' Donuts, instead of Pizza Hut, instead of all these other places that people go on
right,
a fairly regular basis.
Nobody goes to Olive Garden and says, yeah. Trump, party of four, just to make the hostess say, Trump, party of four.
So why is it that that happens at Starbucks?
Because people are a-holes and idiots.
Well, that doesn't explain why.
I kind of think Starbucks might. I don't know that they caused it initially, but I kind of think they probably antagonize it.
You think they're asking for it?
Not asking for it in like a victim-blaming kind mm-hmm. of way, but kind of antagonizing it along just to get the publicity.
Well, she does get to the point here that the Starbucks CEO is very forthcoming with his political beliefs, and that could have, to some extent, attracted this. But we'll continue with the analysis here.
Right, but Chick-fil-A, the owner there is outspoken about his political beliefs, but people don't go in there and, you know, like say, my name's Hillary, you have to call me Hillary, and if you don't call me Hillary, then I'm going to make a video about
well,
how you
I
don't
think,
respect
I think
my beliefs.
That speaks more to the groups of people that would engage in this type of behavior than it does about Chick-fil-A and Starbucks. To that extent.
Were there not people, you remember when the Chick-fil-A thing blew up a few years ago?
There was the boycott, and then there was also the boycott.
Right.
But people weren't going in and, you know, demanding to be called, you know, like Queen Latifah or something.
At least not that we heard of. And I think you're probably right that that wasn't, if it did happen, it certainly wasn't happening on any kind of organized basis or trending basis or anything like that, whereas this Trump Cup thing It was trending. It was very popular for some period of time this holiday season. And we'll get into that here in moments about what happens and why Starbucks. But first, and then also the NDAA thing, and whatever you want to talk about goes, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Tom, in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I was just reading something about liver transplants, and I just wanted to chime in here about, first of all, there's a shortage of liver transplants, and there's a long waiting list of people who need an organ transplant, and there's a shortage of such transplants, and that's a problem. And I was thinking, well, one thing they could do is, as far as priorities, is say, well, if you're a drunkard and you've drank all this booze and now you got cirrhosis of the liver, well, it's deliberately self-inflicted. So you're at the bottom priority, and we'll give top priority to people who need one who did not bring it upon themselves.
That makes sense.
The other thing is, you know, somebody dies, and let's say a crash, because, you know, these are healthy people until the crash, and then they get rushed to the hospital, and now they can't do the liver transplant, the liver removal process, without the permission of the family. And there is no legal procedure by which somebody can override the wishes of the family in order to say, okay, well, it's his body, it's his death, and he has donated the liver whether the family likes it or not. There is no legal option like that, even with...
Hold on, so you're saying that livers are not covered under organ donor?
Well,
so if I've got on my driver's license, I'm an organ donor. I've got another card in my wallet that says I'm an organ donor. So you're saying...
Ask your family.
So you're saying that if I die, they cannot take my liver unless they contact my family?
Well, they can't take your anything unless they contact your family. Or
but I've got cards that say I'm an organ donor.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway,
I don't need anybody's permission to take my organs. I'm an organ donor.
Hold on. Can we stop talking over top of one another here? Tom, hold on one moment here. Daryl, this is shocking to me. I did not know that. I mean, what if they can't get in touch with your family? Do they just put it on hold for a while? Because they gotta use those organs quickly.
I'm not sure what the procedure's for of how they have to get in touch with or what happens if they can't get in touch with them.
Yeah.
But if your family says no, then the answer is no.
What's the point of the card that I have that says I'm an organ donor if it... You know, is ultimately up to somebody that lives 2,000 miles away.
To make people feel good at the DMV, and probably initially when it started to normalize it.
Anyway, what I want to point out here is that if you sign a notarized organ donor paper and they change these laws, then the hospital can show the angry family members who are saying, "What's the big idea?" They can show them this notarized organ donor paper, and you know what they could say? Signed, sealed, and delivered.
So what needs to change? Is this a national...
Delivered? Get it signed, sealed, and delivered.
Okay, gotcha. So what is it that needs to change here? Is this a national law? Thanks for the call. Was that a joke? The whole thing a joke?
I think the entire thing was a joke.
But you seem to... I mean, did you hear something about this?
Regardless of whether it was a joke, most of what he just said is true.
Okay, so you knew something about this outside of what he just said.
Yes. Yeah, and I would imagine that it varies by state, but in most states, if not all states, your family overrides the organ card or whatever else you sign.
I'd like
to
know more.
That's not any of the information that I have ever received.
That's outrageous.
But
I mean,
who have you received it from, though?
I used to work at a hospital and got information from people that worked at the hospital that were involved in the organ removal process.
It just doesn't make
sense.
Okay,
it might not be that case in every state, but that is pretty I think the argument there, and it's a BS argument, but it's when you die, all your stuff goes to whoever your heirs are. And your body is part of all your stuff.
Well,
right?
Even though
you're like leaving it to someone else.
But a lot of your stuff, as far as heirs are concerned, if you don't have a will, a lot of it goes to the government.
Well, if you don't have a will, and if you don't have any family members down to whatever point they cut it off to be your.
But even if you do have a will, there are times when people will challenge the validity of the will.
That's true. But all of the will stuff has to do with things that are going to last for a long time, not your organs, which are going to become less and less valuable the longer they are outside
right,
of your dead body.
Generally be covered under like a living will of, if I'm in a coma, pull the plug.
Yeah, this is what doesn't make sense to me, is I understand when, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it seems like when the body passes away, they have to harvest those organs and use them ASAP. They can't just put them on ice for a week while they try to contact the family. 855-450 free, but maybe you know more. You can share with us. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want. And that toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Most of our wardrobe here at Free Talk Live is liberty-oriented T-shirts. They're comfortable, easy to manage, and we can spread the ideas of freedom by doing something that we were going to do anyway, and that is wear a shirt. Our newest shirts are I'm Already Against the Next War and Power Corrupts. They came from ryguys.com. W-R-Y, ryguys.com. At Rye Guys, they're so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty, they're donating a portion of their proceeds to antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. You can spread the ideas of freedom by wearing cool, high-quality tees from ryguys.com. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get to knock 15% off at the checkout by using coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at Ryguys, W-R-Y, ryguys.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you and I were doing a little digging during the break there, and I have not found a state in which, and we haven't checked all 50 of them, but so far, New York State, they're organ donation information says that basically that the individual is the one who makes the decision. They will only ask a family if consent has not been given, meaning that if you have not signed up for the organ donation program, they will then reach out to family members and ask the family to consent to giving your organs away. But they will not be asking the family for some sort of override or whether or not they want to override your decision if you've joined the program.
Right. And the info that I have from Donate Life, it's actually beadonor.org, specifically for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. They say that the family can't override your decision once you consent to be an organ donor, but the family might have some valuable information on your medical history that could be important, so the family should be willing to cooperate, but they cannot then just say, nope.
Right.
Don't take any of his organs.
They'll be contacted to answer some questions, but yes, whether or not they answer the phone or whatever it is that they say will not reverse your decision to donate. And, Melanie, I even went to the Louisiana donor site, because sometimes Louisiana can be backwards compared to some of the other states, and that's where you're from originally.
Yeah.
But even in Louisiana, on their DMV website, when it talks about donating, it points out that Louisiana is a first-person consent registry state, which means that your decision about donating is legally binding. Therefore,
okay, well, that's not where I would really get that information from, because the people wanting you to sign up are going to tell you that, even if they're
okay.
Still the state.
So it's all part of the globalist Illuminati conspiracy to get people to sign up so that nobody gets
no.
the full information?
Well, no. Why would that even be valuable?
I don't know. Why would the DMV, if they're the ones that are giving you the frequently asked question, you're the one saying they're giving false information?
I'm the one saying they're not a credible source, and I would hope that everyone in the firm agrees with me that the DMV has no reputation of honesty or reputation at all. But I mean, and I might, I'm open to being wrong on this. If anybody,
you may not be wrong. There may be, because the term first person consent state suggests that there's some other configuration that some other states might have. So whatever the other configuration is may give families the power you were talking about. According to lifegoeson.com, on January 1st, Illinois residents were able to join, 2006, Illinois residents were able to join an organ tissue donor registry, which made a person's wish to be a donor legally binding. Previously, family consent was needed before donation could occur. So in Illinois,
okay,
prior to 2006.
It could also be that, because what I did criminal defense and some civil rights stuff. My information might be old on this. That might be also be the case. But it's not, what he was saying was not so far out there that it's never happened.
It wasn't unbelievable. I mean, it was shocking, but it wasn't unbelievable. I mean, so the question is,
but
how
my understanding
many states
is that in a lot of states, that's how it is.
Well, they have a number here. This article from lifegoeson.com says it was estimated, the registry ensures a person's wish to be a donor is respected upon death. It's estimated that as many as 100 more lives a year are saved with this law. First person consent also saves families the difficult task of making a decision about donation when faced with the loss of a loved one. The legislation to change blah, blah, blah. They then credit some politician for it. First-person consent. What is first-person consent? First-person consent makes your decision to be an organ tissue donor legally binding. Additional witnesses or family consent is not required in order to be a donor. If a person has not joined the first-person consent registry effective January 2006 or is under age 18, family consent is still required. So once you join, as of 2006, in Illinois at least, it is legally binding and nobody can override that.
I also kind of don't like how that's worded, and maybe I'm just a paranoid lawyer, but saying that something's not required is not the same as saying that something can't be overridden.
I've never heard of first-person consent. Is this new? First-person consent legislation was signed into law in June of 2005 and became effective January 1st, 2006. More than 40 other states have passed similar legislation, sometimes called donor rights legislation. Why was the law changed? The first-person consent law provides an opportunity to save more lives. Organ donation is expected to increase at least 10%. And provide additional 100 additional organs for transplant each year in Illinois alone. The law ensures that your wish to be an organ tissue donor is honored. Prior to the first-person consent registry, many Illinoisans who signed the back of their driver's license as a donor were unaware that family consent was still required in order for donation to occur. So, I mean, that makes it pretty clear that family consent prior to 2006 in Illinois was required. Then they passed this first-person consent law as, according to this article, which may be on its own several years old, there are 40 other states that have it. So there may be as many as 10 other states who have not yet passed this, but this isn't dated, so presumably it was around 2006.
Okay, and
this may be 10 years old.
I'm willing to believe that my information is old, but that...
Yeah.
That wasn't something, I mean, he might have thought he made it up. I don't know what's in this guy's head. But
I'd say beware, because your information was good, and it could be that those 10 states that had not passed this in 2006 may still have not passed it.
So if you're somebody who's, like, really worried about this,
check it out in
wherever, whatever state you live in, or whatever state you plan on dying in, I guess.
We'll see if we can.
You can plan that.
We'll see if we can figure it out. We'll see if we can get a list.
I've actually pulled up something that seems to be a little dated, but it does show the states as of 2006. Georgia was not a first person. Massachusetts was not, although a law had been passed to create a registry. Georgia does have a organ donor registry. Massachusetts was creating one. Mississippi, as of 2006, did not have a registry and was not a first-person consent. New Hampshire also does not have a registry and not first-person consent. Again, as of 06, which is what I'm finding here. Mm-hmm. You said New York recently became?
I'm not sure about when New York jumped on board there.
Okay.
I just have an article saying that.
This list here says that New York was not a first-person consent, but we know that that's inaccurate.
Correct. So if you know more and you want to enlighten us here further, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I would be surprised if... I mean, you said New Hampshire doesn't even have a registry? I mean,
according to 2000... Okay. At least in 2006. I'm trying to find new
websites. Well, remember, they're having the thing at the DMV.
Hold that thought. The toll-free number here, 855-453. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right. right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. If you do call us on Skype, you will generally sound better than people that call on the phone, and that's good for everybody. So you can also join us online. Go and get interactive, freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features that we give away on the site, and they are all completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. The webcam is there for you at cam.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you did a little digging to yes. try to discover more, because all the information we'd seen so far about organ donations and whether or not a state is a so-called first-party, what was it, first-party consent, I think?
Yes.
Meaning that if a state is a first-party consent, that means that if you say that you want to donate your organs when you die, nobody can override that. Not your family, not your husband or wife. It's your decision. And the article that we read was from Illinois initially that said in 2006 there were still 10 states that did not have the first-party consent. You've done a little more digging. You found that New Hampshire does, in fact, have a registry for organ donation.
Went into effect July of 2006.
And so, but we're still not sure of the 10 states. So again, back in 2006, there were 10 states that did not have first party consent, meaning that the family could override your decision to donate.
Right. And looking at the list here from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, it appears that there were several states that had legislation go into effect in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Couple states in 2008, one in 2010. The latest appears to be 2013.
Is that legislation to make it a first-party consent or to have an organ registry?
They don't specify first-party consent, mm-hmm. but my guess is by creating a registry, you're able to opt into the registry,
right?
Which would mean first-party consent.
Well, I mean, but you're using a whole lot of reason and logic to try to guess what a law is going to be.
That's true.
And that's not
right.
Really...
And I've not read, you know, the legislation that was passed in all 50 states plus D.C. and Puerto Rico. But, you know, using logic of if you create a registry, people have, you know, an ability to be opted into said registry, which would lead one to believe that that is first party consent.
I do agree with Melanie that you shouldn't jump to conclusions about legislation, but it is probably, it likely was some sort of boilerplate legislation that was copied all around the United States. But that doesn't mean that Georgia, which, you know, may have decided that the family is more important than the individual, may have, you know, gutted the first party consent portions of their registry, and, you know, that part never passed in Georgia. So maybe this is, you know, again, it's a question for you to look into. I would say it's an outstanding question mark, you know, as to whether or not your state is one of these first-party consent states. You should probably check into that. Whether or not it's addressed on the Donate Life website for your state may not be clear, so it may require you to actually look at the statutes. I don't know if there's an actual list. I couldn't find one.
Regardless of what the law is where you are, if you... I mean, the only thing you can do, the maximum amount of things you can do is to add yourself to the list and tell your family to say yes. So mm-hmm. if you do both of those things, then there's nothing else you can do regardless of what the law is. So I'm not entirely sure how valuable your time is spent if you're just the person who wants this done, trying to figure out what the law is where you live and assuming that you're going to, that's the state that you're going to die in.
Well, yeah, I mean, if your family is likely to respect your choice, then you probably don't need to really do much digging. But if you've got a family that you know is sort of, I don't know, religiously objecting, I presume that's one of the objections, is that their, you know, religion doesn't allow for the body to be, I don't know, ripped up like that or something like that, perhaps you should take the time.
Right, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, so I guess it depends on your situation. So, but if you're somebody who your family and your spouse is going to be sane and let things you no longer have use for be used to save somebody, then it doesn't really matter that much to you, probably. But if you really want to know, the only way to do that is to dig into the law in
right.
the state you're in.
All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here's a story from 2014. This is just a blog site here, liveon2k14.wordpress.com. It says here, although Louisiana is a first-party consent state, LOPA, which I don't know what that stands for, LOPA respects the grieving process and does not take a person's organs without his or her family's consent.
The Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency?
Most people, yeah, it could be it. Most people dismiss discussing their donor status as unimportant, and the Soul Sisters members validated that. Most of them said they never thought to talk to their parents about it, and some said they didn't think it was important or their parents wouldn't care. After I explained the importance, girls promised to have the discussion with their family and friends, and they each signed a pledge card. So I would say that maybe Louisiana's in question as far as whether or not it's a first party.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the other thing, because you can have, and this is why you really need to look into it if it's mm-hmm. a thing that, well, not for this specifically, but if something is something that's going to affect you, you need to really look into it.
Yeah, I would guess contacting.
Because there could be cases where there's a law that says one thing, but then the agency that's in charge of it does something else, and they're the only people who are legally allowed to do that. So
Great
in
point.
Reality, that's the law. or there's some other law that contradicts it, and or there's a Supreme Court case that says they can't do it or something. So
your mileage may vary. You should look
into this. Yeah, I wouldn't be getting information from someplace like the DMV, because all they know was what statute they were given.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, even though you're not technically an attorney, so you can't give legal advice. But that's a good suggestion. So I guess the best people to probably reach out to would be whoever it is that is in charge of the donations, right? So, like, Donate Life or whichever charity, or in New England, there's a New England organ, like, hospital or something like that. There's, like, a central place where these things are organized.
Well, I mean, I would say, like, the best place to get information would be the best place to get the purest information would be to hire an attorney to look into it. That's probably not the best, you know, cost-benefit trade-off. So I would say to go to whoever is in charge of your state of procuring organs. They would have that information, so they should be able to tell you what's going to actually happen.
All right, there you go. Now you know a little bit more about it. We certainly learned a thing or two about this, so I actually appreciate Tom bringing it up, even though he was just kind of joking. I think it was
trolls can be useful.
Yeah, it was an important topic.
They can make sure that, you know, the wrong person doesn't cross the bridge.
Toll-free number tonight,
855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. So last night, we just kind of got into this story from the Washington Post about the Trump cups and the controversies at Starbucks. And we're going to continue that story. But actually, we just got Hung Like Jesus on the line in Georgia. And you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hung.
Hey, that was super fast. Ian, Darrell, and Stephanie.
Melanie. It's Melanie.
Oh, Melanie. I'm sorry. Hey. I have a question for Melanie, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
All right.
Now, yesterday, I got a, well, not yesterday, Christmas Eve, whatever day that was. I picked up a prescription for my neighbor. She called in there and said I would be picking it up for her. And it happened to be one of those controlled, I don't know if it's called controlled or not, but it was some opioid.
A controlled substance. They'll throw that name around for things that are Schedule 2, but anything that's a script is a controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, I went and picked it up for her. Got the, they said I could come and do it. And then I happened to get stopped by a cop for speeding, because I always drive fast. It's just, you know, what I do.
Oh, boy.
And, and I had the prescriptions there, and it happened. There was some sort of opiate. I'm not sure what it was. And he questioned me about it. I told him it was actually none of his business, and I really don't like answering questions.
How did he know that you had it in the first place? Was the pill vial just sitting out?
No, the bag was sitting on the seat.
The bag, okay.
I just have a two-seater, so it was just sitting there in plain sight. And he asked me if it was mine or not. I really didn't want to get into it because it was really none of his concern.
Yeah, you don't have to answer his questions. Hang on, Hung. We're going to continue the story here with you in a moment, so stick with us. We'll be right back with more with Hung. Like Jesus, his story about encountering a police officer, and hopefully he didn't answer those questions, but we'll get into it. 855-450-FREE. He's not calling us from jail, so that's a good sign. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. How'd you like to try the best pillow you'll ever use, risk-free for 60 days, or darn near risk-free? Because you still have to pay the shipping if you want to send it back. But they'll cover the cost of the item, meaning that if you don't like my pillow, you can send it back, and then they'll send you your purchase price back. So it's pretty much risk-free. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow for the price of one. So 2 for the price of one or 1 at half price. It is up to you. It is a great pillow. I've been using it for several months now, as has Daryl. And not only is it a great pillow, but you can also wash it. So it's comfortable in that it fits the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position, but it's also something you can put into your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. It's also guaranteed to last for 10 years, which is a great warranty. Plus, again, you get that first 60 days in which you can return it if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get the special deal. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Like Free Talk Live, get you 1 at half off or 2 for the price of 1. Let's go back to Hung Like Jesus. He'd gone out to the pharmacy at the request of a friend. You were authorized by this person to pick up some prescription opiates, and you had them in your car just sitting out on the front seat. You happened to get pulled over, and the cop started asking questions. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, we went back and forth on him wanting to see that and were they mine. And I just, like I told him, I was really interested in answering his questions, and it was truly none of his concern. So after a while, we went back and forth for a little while. And he just said, well, okay, you're free to go. Never mentioned the speeding tickets, how fast I was going, or anything. And what that brings me to believe is in some kind of way, they're teaming up with three pharmacies. Anybody that buys any sort of opiate, especially someone who buys it that's not in, and it's not in their name, they're targeting those people after they leave the pharmacy.
How quickly after you left the pharmacy were you pulled over?
That is a thing.
It was maybe probably two lights, maybe a mile or so down the road there.
You said that's a thing, Melanie?
And different states have different contracts with the pharmacies and the drug companies. I don't know what contract. They're telling me you're in Georgia. I don't know what contract the Georgia police has with Walgreens or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that in Louisiana, I worked on a lot of cases where some people were pharmacy shopping and some people were just had a cold. They would go into the pharmacy to buy Sudafed.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be over the limit. The limit was each adult could buy 3 boxes per month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an adult with a couple of kids, if the kids aren't 18, if you got 2 adults, that's the limit. It's not based on people. It's based on number of adults. So if you need like the adult, concentration or whatever, the child concentration and the infant concentration, like that's your 3 boxes for the month. So people would be over their limit and they had a cold and their kids had a cold or whatever, and they're buying Sudafed or whatever else has pseudoephedrine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go into the pharmacy, who was the authorized dealer of Sudafed, show their ID, not lie to the pharmacy. The pharmacy would sell them the Sudafed. And
over the limit. They knew they were over the limit. They would sell them anyway.
Because of what the contract they had with the state police was, the pharmacy would... No, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to the legally authorized distributor of Sudafed. I'm not lying to them. And they're selling
they're
you Sudafed. That must mean I'm okay to buy Sudafed.
You
walking out the door and getting arrested in the parking lot.
So let me ask this question. Does the CVS communicate with the Rite Aid so that they know how many boxes Melanie has bought this month?
In Louisiana, they did.
Wow.
That's crazy. I mean,
it depends on what kind of database your state has.
So their agreement with the state government was that we'll go ahead and sell these people a box beyond their limit of what they're legally able to procure. Then we'll call the police to let them know that somebody just bought too many boxes.
And I will say that the individual pharmacist who sells you that might not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And might not, like, he's not the one calling the cops necessarily.
Who is?
Because the cops can log into the database and look at you buying Sudafed.
Really?
And
whatever it is, it's instant.
Yes.
Wow. So the cashier guy, and I'll use Cody as an example because Cody works at a CVS.
Cody is also not a pharmacist, though, so he couldn't sell Sudafed in Louisiana.
Hold on. You're saying Sudafed is a prescription thing?
And
it's not over the counter anymore.
You have to
ask for it.
It's not a prescription, but you have to buy it from a pharmacist.
Correct. You cannot just pick it off the shelf anymore.
Okay, it shows how long it's been since I bought Sudafed.
And this is going to vary by state, so.
Ridiculous because, I mean, the idea that anybody who is serious about making meth is going to use Sudafed as their basis is ridiculous. But so what you're saying is, Hung, that you got pulled over pretty quickly after pulling out of this store, like 2 blocks down, and the cop never said word one to you about why he pulled you over. He just started asking you about the prescription.
Well, he said he stopped me for speeding, but that was it.
I see.
The only mention of speeding. And I'm thinking, they're just looking for people who are weak and will just roll over really quick and just, just hand them what they want, just answer all their questions. And just ship them in and out of wherever they ship them in and out, just making money, hand over fist.
I don't suppose you got video of this encounter, did you?
No, because I wasn't expecting this at all. And I wasn't shocked until he didn't ask me about about speeding or give me a ticket or a warrant or anything.
Mm.
And it wasn't a regular city cop either, which I thought was kind of strange.
Yeah, it was state
police.
It was a state police.
That's what it was.
So you're saying this was a setup?
Yeah. I mean, the story wasn't surprising me, like, in the first place.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, you were speeding, you kind of sound black, you get pulled over, like, well, yeah. and then you have scripts on the front seat, I'm like, dude, don't do that. Especially since this was a state police... Yeah, I would bet money that is what happened. They have either some kind of agreement with the pharmacy to call them, or they have direct access to the database, and they saw somebody. Now, they gave it to you. I mean, I'm assuming you went in
it
and
was
said
authorized.
You were who you were.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't lie to me.
My neighbor called up there and said I would be in there to come and pick it up.
Right. Yeah, you didn't try to say you were her.
Like, if somebody's sick in bed, you got to have somebody else to be able to go and get some drugs.
Right. Now, if this were a bar, and I'm going to use an example here. If this were a bar, then the bar would lose their license for, you know, selling somebody too many alcohols.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the pharmacy still gets to keep their license. They still get to keep selling people stuff that the, you know, winds up putting them over the limit.
I kind of use the phrase agreement, and that may or may not be accurate. It might be they walked in and said, hey, Walgreens, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
That might be the case. It might have been an agreement. I don't know.
It could be a state law.
But the situation is they either have access to the database or they have the pharmacist calling them. They probably just have access to the database.
It may not be an agreement. It may just be something that they do.
Yeah, this is interesting. Thank you for calling and sharing this tonight. So there's a couple takeaways here. One, you did good not answering the questions.
Yes.
Good move. Don't answer their questions. Remember, and this isn't, I'm not telling you this, but the listeners out there, if a cop's asking you questions, you are under no obligation to answer those questions. In a pullover, as I understand it, this isn't legal advice, just my understanding, that in a pullover, if you're the driver, you are obligated to identify yourself, but you don't even have to speak that identification.
Never ask for ID or anything. License.
That's
nothing.
Weird.
Right, no, because he was looking for opium and he was just, you know, trying to see if he could bust you on that.
Yeah, I think that I think you're absolutely right about your speculation there, Hung. And
if you do wish to remain silent, you have to inform the police officer in some manner.
That's true. The Supreme Court did make that decision. You can hand them your driver's license and insurance papers
and a note
registration.
That says, I'm not answering any questions.
That's correct. And you don't have to say a word to them, no matter what they ask you. And that also applies to passengers as well. So keep that in mind. Takeaway number two. If you're traveling with prescription medications, go ahead and put it in the glove box or put it in the trunk. Probably better in the trunk just to have that extra level of security on there. It is a locked area. They would likely have to have a warrant legally.
Well, I would choose to hide something. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to hide anything. If I'm completely innocent.
Doesn't mean you're protected.
Being innocent and being safe are not the same thing. Also, I'm not sure that what you did is legal. And I tried to look up the Georgia law on this because I thought that was what this was going to be about during the break, and I couldn't find it. A lot of the times with Schedule II drugs, the person who it is prescribed to is the person who gets to hold it.
Well, the pharmacist let me buy it.
Well, so, exactly. So you would think you're good because that makes sense. Because that's what somebody trying to be law-abiding would do.
Right.
But that doesn't really matter.
You drove away from this one. Good job, Hung. The only thing I would recommend for next time is if you can install a dash cam, that would be very helpful because then you're always on the record and then you don't have to think about grabbing your phone and starting up cell 411. But, of course, having cell 411 would also help. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story. Hour 2 is on the way. 855. 450 free. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.